So, you don't like it when we talk the truth. You don't like it when we wake up the youth. So you want us to keep quiet. Cause you wanna keep treating them like fools, using them like tools. But let me tell you, we won't abandon our souls. No, sell it for your dollar bills. We're seeking for wisdom, trying to improve our freedom. Hey, there is no insanity nursing in our bosom. Still, you wanna treat us like hoodlums. You're lying, you're cheating, you're killing. But we're still standing, shouting, protesting, resisting. Fighting for our yearnings. Truth and fire we are spitting, while your lies and propaganda keep spreading. Our mothers are crying and mourning, because your police and your soldiers keep killing. Mothers always crying and you never seem to hear them. You say there is peace while the bombings go on. You say there is welfare while my people keep starving. You say there is love when there is only hatred growing.
How's everybody doing tonight? Good evening. Welcome. Final hour. Glad you can make it. Thanks for joining us at RBN. So, yeah, a lot of things going on. A lot to cover. I want to talk to you tonight about the recent fire in Hawaii. And continue reading our little book, The Ultimate World Order. And take some good calls, hopefully. If you guys want to call in, give me your thoughts on some of this. It kind of brings back memories when I saw the what was going on in Hawaii, kind of what was going on in California back in 1718, I believe, that time frame. So, anyways, we'll get to that a little later. I think where we left off, an easy spot, the author of the book, again, we're reading from The Jewish Utopia in a book called The Ultimate World Order by Robert H. Williams. And where we left off, and he's describing the program, it's just about a paragraph, and then it goes into a photocopy of the page from the book, an actual page. So I'll tell you when I get to there. Here is the program. What is the program? It calls for a king, an all-powerful one, descended from the house of David. I will rise up unto David, a righteous shoot, and he shall reign as king and prosper and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. That the Holy One, whom all the world must worship, is to be a man, seems evident. In the future, the Holy One, blessed be he, will arrange for a chorus, the righteous in paradise. The paradise referred to thought throughout the utopia is a universal paradise of mankind, established in this world, with no reference to the future world, whatever, Mr. Higgins emphasizes. Author further identifies the Holy One. Okay, so here we go directly from the book. It's kind of long-winded. I might skip this beginning part because basically it's just talking about their glorious kingdom, and you know Israel's voice is not heard now, but it will be, and blah blah blah. So, anyways, the tradition of the chosen people is to be interpreted in this light, just as the bride on her wedding day, remarks the rabbis, is not superior to her sisters, except for the jewels which she displays. So the ideal Israel will be considered superior only insofar as her light, or on her spiritual life and teachings, will influence the nations. The people of Israel will thus conquer spiritually the nations of the earth, so that Israel will be made high above all nations and praise the name and glory. In saying that God cares for the Holy Land, and that the eyes of the Lord are always upon it, we mean that he cares for the land through which His care will be extended to all other lands. Similarly, when we say that the Lord keeps Israel, we mean that he guides Israel through whom his guidance will be extended to the rest of the world. Thus, in the language of the rabbis, God says to Israel, on account of you, I bestow goodness upon all creatures of the world. This is the force of the verse. And I have yet set you apart from the peoples, that ye should be mine. An ideal Israel was set apart as a constant reminder. So that was just a photocopy of the page, a photograph of page 30 in Mr. Higger's plan, Jewish Utopia. You can see their superiority complex coming out. He will sit in the center of the earth of the righteous, will be able to point to him with his finger, as it is said, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. Numerous references in the Utopia indicate that this man-made God is to be the same as the Jewish world ruler of the house of David. For instance, Messiah, his ideal righteous one, will come from the east where the sun rises. He will be a descendant of the house of David. This ruler, described as the dispenser of justice, obviously is the Holy One. But in the future, the Holy One will summon the rich to judgment for having robbed and oppressed the poor. The economic system will be quite socialistic. There shall be new conditions and radical changes, when human individuals in general will each enjoy the work of his hands. The communists set out to build such a system, but of course, built is the most privileged ruling class in history. The radical change will wipe out inheritances. There shall be 100% inheritance tax. For all present, when man dies, he leaves for all others. But in the future, they shall not build and another inhabit. You will have to help bring about the state of confiscation. The United States government has adopted a substantial inheritance tax plus the graduated income tax recommended by Karl Marx, which takes as high as 91% of a man's annual earnings, amounting already to almost the total confiscation of property, which Israel will require of all nations in the Utopia to come after the Great War. The new order will be an international order. Israel will be the seat and center of all activities. You will have to help promote Israel and subordinate your country. The nations will gradually come, and this is quoting from the book, the nations will gradually come to the realization that godliness is identical with righteousness, that God cleaves to Israel, the ideal righteous nation. The people of the earth will then proclaim to Israel, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The people of Israel will conquer spiritually the nations of the earth, so that Israel will be made high above all nations in praise, in name, and in glory. End quote. Thus, the internal drive of the Jews to induce or force the rest of us, primitive slave people, to worship the Jews. But by now it must be evident to the reader that in using the word righteousness, the author has no reference whatsoever to morality or godliness. The righteous, by his usage, simply means those who join in the idealistic program to reorganize and dominate the world. You are moral and godly only if you help promote the Israelitic movement. President Harry Truman would be among the righteous, for he helped state of Israel get its independence in 1948 against the urgent appeals of then Secretary of State, Secretary of War Forrestal, who foresaw danger to the American interest of a communist Zionist center of intrigue blossomed in the strategic, geographic, and oil center of the Near East. In a sense, the United States would be among the chosen, for it has officially helped Israel subjugate and drive back the Arabs. It makes loans to Israel and has allowed American citizens, in violation of the United States Criminal Code, to send hundreds of millions of dollars to help Israel make war on nations friendly to us. Our government also, little by little, adopts the measures of the socialist utopia order of the righteous, end quotes. Okay, sounds like kind of a lot of what we're seeing today. Seen a lot of parallels, a lot of similarities. Again, this book was written in 1957. The UN is part of a plan But to go along with the requirements of the program, the nations and people will have to accept some form of United Nations, which will embrace Israel's God. The nations would first unite for the purpose of calling upon the name of the Lord to serve him. Jewish writers have traditionally claimed that the United Nations idea as a Jewish invention, and the evidence supports their claims. Israel's premier, Ben-Gurion, told a Time magazine correspondent, see Time, August 16, 1948, I consider that the United Nations ideal is a Jewish ideal. The California Jewish Voice, February 23, 1951, stated that the Jewish professor Lemkin of Yale University originated Genocidal Pact, and famous Jewish organizations have more recently presented him awards for his invention. The American Jewish Yearbook of 1952, Volume 53, probably in your public library, states that both the Genocidal Pact and the Covenant of Human Rights were the work of the American Jewish Committee. Quoting the American Jewish Committee, our work on behalf of international safeguards for human rights has progressed steadily since we were instrumental in having the human rights provisions incorporated in the United Nations Charter at San Francisco in 1945. In 1950, after years of intensive activity, we were able to see the first great step in the ratification of the United Nations Covenant against Genocide by the requisite number of member states. To date, however, we must report the failure of the United States to associate itself with that ratification, although we have every hope that the United States will ratify. We should like here to briefly describe our activities in connection with the campaign to put across the Genocide Convention, because in so doing, we would be offering an excellent illustration of the way our specialized staff departments, our lay people, and our chapters pool their skills and dovetail their efforts whenever the agency sets itself a goal on national or international levels. Working like a tribe. Like the UNESCO propaganda, which is preparing the way for world law and the United Nations power to supersede the U.S. Constitution and our own principles of government, the Genocide Pact and the Covenant of Human Rights contrived for special privileged status for racial minorities at the expense of principles of law and justice, and of course at the expense of the non-minority, all at the expense of freedom and rights of the white non-Jew. Genocide is defined as the killing or harming of anyone because of his race, or the killing and harming of a race or any part of it, and the harming includes mental injury, that is, criticism or even opposition, perhaps, which hampers the fanatical ambitions of some radical fragment to whom the revolutionary cause becomes holy. All nations have laws against killing anybody for any or no cause, and you can sue anyone who unjustly injures you, but the Genocidal Pact would throw the defendant before the court in whatever country the self-appointed genocidal administrators might decide for trial. It seems probable that the Jewish utopia will require a single language for all of mankind. Professor Higger quotes the prophecy of Zephaniah, for then I will turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. In so much as the prophet used the plural peoples, he obviously referred to more than just the Jewish people. The word supposedly would have to embrace the Jewish language, the world. In our time, the communists and Zionists have been in disagreement as to whether Yiddish or Hebrew shall be the Jewish language. Communist countries have traditionally used Yiddish as one of their official languages, the other being the language of the country to which the broadcast is beamed. The Zionists have held out for Hebrew as the official language, and they have the advantage that some of their ancient literature was in Hebrew. But in the past 20 years, the Yiddish language of composite of German, Polish, Russian, and Hebrew, using the Hebrew alphabet, seems to have outstripped the Hebrew in popularity and popular demand in the Jewish schools in America. All right, reading a little more here. About 5 more minutes. must be totally Judaicized. You will have to embrace the Jewish religion, Jewish culture, Jewish thought. The basis of that culture, this is quotes, basis of that culture and wisdom through which God's glory will be manifest upon Israel and by the light of which nations will walk will be the Torah, Israel's traditional inheritance. For the source of Israel's new life of righteousness and of divine glory will be rooted in the Torah. This confirms our earlier statement that the unpardonable sin of idolatry will be consistent of adhering to any religious faith other than the Jewish Torah with its holy head in Jerusalem. We have already pointed out that the Torah consists of the first five books of the Old Testament, the books of Moses, Pentateuch. While most of the entire Old Testament is Jewish, it is specifically the Torah which most religious Jews acclaim as their Bible. It is the basis of much of the Talmudic interpretations of how Jews should conduct themselves in their dealings with the other Jews and non-Jews. The righteous nations and individuals will have to glorify the Mosaic trumpets, triumphs, conquests, and deceptions, theft and slaughter of unsuspecting Gentile villagers as the basis of the religion culture. Even so, your grandson could not have become the grand exalted ruler, not being descended from the house of David. Our grandchildren must not be permitted to know that our ancestors came from Europe or anywhere but the Holy Land. Our grandchildren must be denied any knowledge of the history, struggles, and triumphs of our own people. They must assume that we all came from the tribes led by scheming, bloody Moses of the Torah. They must never know that their ancestors once enjoyed throughout untold ages in their tribal life circumscribed individual freedom under a fair and just code of laws and elected kings or chiefs of a representative government out of which sprang the U.S. Constitution and much of the English common law and modern parliamentary government. All right. We'll stop there. Almost 20 minutes. A lot they said. Again, we'll keep most of the discussion until we finish this book, but I can just say that we're seeing a lot of parallels just reading the first, we're at 22 pages now, so a lot of parallels with what's going on today, in my opinion. So, yeah. And we all know, probably, you know, when they're talking about the Torah, I mean, they're really probably talking about the Talmud. I mean, they use the stuff so interchangeably and switch it up on everybody that, you know, it's pretty obvious to people who have researched this, but anybody else, they don't really know. So, anyways, where we left off was a bunch of footnotes, and that's why I wanted to stop there. I'll pick through that and see what's good in the next reading. But we could definitely see a gradual descent to communism in this country. I mean, a gradual race baiting. In fact, my father-in-law mentioned just the other day that, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when his kids were growing up, almost every show had the token gay kid on there. And now look at what we're seeing today. I mean, and that's kind of where it started, you know. In a way, it's slowly crept up, and now here we are. I mean, I heard recently that my daughter they had a tranny PE teacher, cross dresser. So you know, it's in these school districts everywhere. And just a little note on that, my school district, in their infinite wisdom, decided to move the children's start time from 8:30 to 9, you know, just on a whim. And so I did ask the teacher, one of the admin, and I guess it came from the teacher's union. So anyways, yeah, more on that when we come back. But these teachers' unions and these... there's a whole big topic with these ESS funds that they're getting through the government. Is actually promoting this kind of stuff. So we'll get into that after the break here in a minute, and then we'll go on to the next topic. All right, guys, be right back. Thank you.
natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Western woman, ooh, Western girl.
The children on Melrose strut their stuff. There's absolute zero cold enough. And out in the valley, warm and clean.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, the reason I just I brought up the school is because school's starting up for most parents of children, college kids, and it's kind of a stressful time. Get back into the groove. Fall's coming, you know, end of summer. So just been driving my kids around, noticing all the crazy traffic. And anyways, you know, I think these school districts are trying to drive the parents insane, honestly. The other thing I just wanted to really point out is my daughter also tried out for freshman volleyball, and I guess there was about 80 kids trying out for this, you know, some sort of volleyball position. And, you know, they only have, I think, 12 to maybe 14 kids on a volleyball team. And anyways, they had to cut a bunch of them. They, you know, they don't offer like another team, like a B team or scrimmage team or anything like that. So all these, you know, girls get their hearts broken and don't get make the cut. And, you know, they're always complaining that childhood obesity, and they're watching too much games, and they have too much free time. They're on social media too much. But yet, you know, our school districts getting all this money from the state, and especially the federal government as of lately, you know, they're not offering more sports. They're not trying to keep the kids out of trouble. They're not promoting healthy lifestyles. So anyways, just a short little rant on the general state of the school districts. And, yeah, I would love to send my kid to a private school or homeschool them. But, you know, for most working Americans, it's not as easy as it sounds, you know. It's just hard to make those changes, or you have a partner that's not into it, doing what you want to do with it. So, you know, sometimes you just got to pick your battles. Anyways, that's where I'm at. But, you know, the wildfire in Hawaii, I mean, I've never heard of wildfires in Hawaii. I understand that things could dry out, that there could be fires and all sorts of places on the planet, and, you know, fires in Alaska. I get it. But never heard of these type of fires in Hawaii. And so basically I wanted to just talk a little bit about directed energy weapons, also called dual weapons, and another topic called plasma fires. And you might not have heard about plasma fires, but I'll explain that in a minute. These directed energy weapons have been around for a while. I'll point some of this stuff out. They were probably developed in the 60s, probably tested in the 70s, maybe even earlier than that, even possibly. You know, they're revised as time moved forward into much more powerful and compact applications. There's evidence that they can be put on planes, probably in satellites. I mean, who knows the extent of what they're doing. But they, from my knowledge, from what I've seen, have been used in Australia, Portugal, China, U.S., Greece, Lebanon. They've been used all over the world. And I do believe these can be used in conjunction with weather weapons. Again, the U.S. military was documented saying that they'd own the weather by 2025. And I think with this recent Maui fire, kind of made me think back to the Paradise fire and some other fires that happened in California a while ago. And so I dug out my old computer and I got out my old, you know, all these screenshots that I was capturing at the time, and just to try to document some of this stuff, because I knew that eventually it would get harder and harder to find certain things. So just looking through there, kind of in shock, and, you know, just thinking of the grand plan of why they would just keep burning people out. And there's some evidence that says, you know, the elites had been wanting to buy this particular area for a long time, and these longtime families had held this land and not sold any of it. And so it's very possible that they would burn them out. It's very possible that they're going to keep causing these catastrophic fires with directed energy weapons, or even more traditional means of, you know, sending out a team of highly trained arsonists or criminals to start fires. There was some evidence in the Netherlands that there were, somebody was setting up magnifying glasses in the farmers' lands so the grass would catch on fire. That was just came out recently. So again, these things could possibly be started with technology or traditional means, and more than likely they can fan the flame, so to speak. Because what happened in Paradise was, you know, everybody was sleeping, and it was, I think this was in October, and these high winds just came out of nowhere in the middle of the night. Very unseasonable. You know, everybody knows they have the Santa Ana winds, but usually those gather momentum in the day. Anyways, these winds came in the middle of the night and caught a lot of people unsuspecting. A lot of people couldn't get out. I believe they lied about the death toll. See some of that maybe a little later. But these strong winds directly preceding the fires, or right after the fires were started, they're all suspect, in my opinion. All right, stay with us. We'll come right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. So anyways, this must be a pretty horrible live through, I'd imagine, these fires. Unfortunately, this is a, internet radio, so you can't see what I'm seeing, but I just want to remind you of some of the images that were coming out after these California fires, where these buildings were pretty much burnt down to the foundations. And, you know, in some neighborhoods, the entire neighborhood burned. In other neighborhoods, it was very selective. I'm looking at some pictures that are, they show, you know, these houses that are completely leveled, almost everyone in this picture. But I would say a good 60-70% of the trees still have green on them. So I've never really seen forest fires that, you know, consume just houses and then have, you know, green trees still standing up next to them. And in addition, another weird thing about these fires is these cars burn almost completely. All the plastics gets burned off, and a lot of times it'll melt the aluminum wheels or in some cases even the engine block. So there's puddles of molten, you know, hardened aluminum where these rims basically got melted. And so, you know, when I was growing up, I never remember forest fires, you know, necessarily consuming cars in this way. I mean, I understand if a car was in the path of a fire, yeah, it could get burned, and, you know, the tires burn and the car's all charred, but the way these cars are burned, and they also have this weird oxidized, like rusty look to them. I'm looking at various different pictures. Here's a little Mazda something. You know, it has this weird oxidized look. So these are definitely strange in nature. And I want to play this one video I saw on TikTok. Somebody sent me. Mike, when you're ready, go ahead and play that one real quick. It's a quick one. Yeah, let's do the first one.
So it's just an eyewitness down at the valley. In the water, floating, and on the seawall. They've been sitting in the water, floating, and on the seawall. They still get dead bodies in the water, floating, and on the seawall. They've been sitting there since last night. We've been pulling people out since last night, trying to save people's lives. And I feel like we're not getting the help we need. This is a nationwide issue at this point. Yeah, we need help, a lot of help. We got to get people down here.
Catastrophic and unprecedented wildfires, as Victor said, have killed at least 36 people. That death toll is in Maui, and it soared overnight. Bodies were found in the ruins. Take a look at what's left of Lahaina. It's a historic town, a very popular vacation spot. The fast-moving inferno wiped out entire neighborhoods, and people jumped into the ocean to escape the flames. The fire was fueled in part by powerful winds from a hurricane. Take a look at this video obtained by our local affiliate. What you can see there is hurricane-force winds whipping palm trees and explosions as a marina and boats go up in flames.
Let's take a look at that devastation on the ground. These are just hulls of homes. The neighborhoods, the businesses burned to the ground.
So you hear basically the same thing as, you know, this Paradise fire. No warning. So, you know, they got these emergency, you know, text message alerts. You know, you probably get the Amber alerts or whatever. But these guys got no warning, just as in Paradise. They got no warning. There's bodies laying on the street. A lot of people think that they underestimated the death toll in Paradise. I'm almost guaranteed they're going to do the same thing in this Hawaii fire. I think the toll's up to 50-something now. I don't listen to a lot of mainstream media, but I'll just... 55, yeah, something like that. That hurricane, I think MRBBB, Mr. BBB 33, whatever, he calculated that hurricane was 800 miles away, 800 plus miles away from Hawaii. You know, so yeah, maybe it did affect the winds, maybe not. But again, we've just seen many times where these winds seem like they're artificially created to force this fire. So, Mike, do you want to play that second clip, maybe the first 3 minutes or so? Yeah, start at the beginning real quick. Listen to this guy. Yeah, from the start.
Sorry. This is going to be some of a video put out today by A Plain Truth 15, who extensively covered the Paradise fires. I think he did a 100-video-long series. So as we go through this, watch for the melted rims, melted glass, missing door handles, melted engine blocks, and notice that there is no foliage around these cars to burn. The heat did not get to the cars through the burning bushes next to them, because there were none. The only other thing the normie would say is that it was the embers that blew in the wind. I'm not going to try and explain plasma fire to a newcomer. There will be a series of videos linked in the description for those who do not understand plasma fire when I use the word. Let's check this out. Missing door handles right there. Missing gas cap cover. Melted rims. Melted engine blocks. Missing glass. Not a single piece of glass in any of the cars. All of them burnt equally. There are none that are half burned or a quarter burned or three-quarter burned. They're all burnt 100%. They all look identical. They have the rust color. Paint burned all the way off each and every one of them. But there's no trees or bushes around any of them to cause them to catch fire. Each one of these, according to the normie, caught fire because the embers that were blowing in the wind. So we're pretty late in the game for people to catch up if they don't have some sort of understanding. The tree burning on the inside from yesterday's video was all you need to see to know. Look at all the missing door handles. Not a single one still has door handles. Now we'll look at some burned boats a bit closer, but notice which direction the smoke is blowing here. Inland, toward the shore. You can see that by the pillar of smoke that's coming off of the burning boats. One here. And this might be attached to the land. That's like a dock. But the one over here is on burning on fire in the water. And the embers are blowing that direction. The smoke is blowing that direction. So the fire would have had to come from over here in the water. So that tells you the embers blowing in the wind couldn't have caught that boat on fire because the wind is blowing the opposite direction and there was no fire upwind from that boat.
Yeah, man, that's good right there. So I'll have Mike post these three videos in the description, but on the website. Excuse me. Okay, so these two YouTube videos. This guy is called Jeff Snyder. He's on YouTube. I'm not sure how long these guys will last on there. He doesn't have a huge following, but he's been around the country. He's a truck driver and. He's been studying these fires a little bit, and what he's noticed is a lot of these fires will seem to burn from the inside of the tree out. And he's documented this, and you got to go look at some of his videos. But what he's calling this a plasma fire, and it's like a completely different way that these fires burn. They're burning these trees from the inside out, and he thinks it's some sort of possible weakening of the geomagnetic field that. It's somehow part of it's natural, but of course we have the directed energy weapon aspect too. So some of it's natural because he's found these trees in the middle of nowhere in these fire areas or fence posts that burn. You know, these mysterious like long lines of fence posts that burn. So, anyways, you got to like check out and see what this guy's talking about. They're definitely some sort of electrical. Fire basically, it burns the tips of them, the branches sometimes. It seems to burn the roots. There's like holes in the ground where the roots completely burned. Again, that's not a traditional forest fire that we grew up learning about. And then, you know, when he's talking about the cars, you know, I'm sitting here looking at my old, you know, California paradise photos, and this is exactly what he was describing. You know, the cars uniformly burned. I have seen some half-burned ones, just to let you know. But, you know, melted rims, melted engine blocks in some cases. In some cases, this Paradise Fire, the energy was so high, it flipped the cars over even. So, the other video, Mike, if you want to cue that one up real quick, this guy's called A Plain Truth. And plane is spelled as an airplane, P-L-A-N-E. A Plain Truth 15. And this guy has a lot of really good videos on the directed energy aspect of these fires. My personal belief, I think it's a combination of both. They could use one or the other. I think the government probably has a way to even affect the magnetic field of the earth in a certain area to cause this, possibly. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Maybe it's natural. But I think there's two different things going on here. One is directed energy weapons where they're able to target specific cars or areas. Another one is kind of a natural or even, you know, a more global man-made scale. So, Mike, let's play about 3 minutes of that next video.
Hey there, friends, family, and loved ones all. I want to continue on the directed energy. And thank you, Fran, for this most important video I'm about to play for you here. And if anyone can understand what the native language here is, it might be helpful. This is not the attack on Hawaii, but it's proof positive directed energy weapons. You can watch the laser come in and start attacking right here. And I'll play it with sound and then show you again. So here we can see the laser coming down clearly, and this happens when there's particulate matter, because usually you can't see the laser beams, and all the different colors have different red, blue, green. I saw blue the night of the attacks in 2017 on October 8th in Santa Rosa up in the sky. And so here's your
Mike, I'm not sure if that audio is that good for the listeners, so we'll stop
weapons
there.
Being used.
So what I'll just describe, basically he had a little video clip. It was a laser beam from some sort of direct energy source that just shot down and lit up something, exploded. Somebody was recording it just at the right time, and you could actually see this laser beam. Usually you can't see them. What he was saying, you know, it's reflecting off particles in the air. And apparently they caught it on video, and this thing exploded, and that's why you heard the woman scream in the background. And it was a different country. It wasn't in Hawaii, I don't believe. Was it somewhere else? But this guy lived, I think, somewhere near Santa Rosa, or he was near there when he caught it on video himself. And so, again, if you go back in this guy's video feed, if you're interested, you could probably find what he's talking about, this blue beam that he caught in California. And, you know, he shows a lot of, I believe, convincing evidence of these directed energy weapons. So I was digging around in my file, and I found this brochure for this airborne laser system, ABL, airborne laser. And it's a nice little informational brochure, you know, by the Air Force or somebody, you know, showing off the little toy. But this was co-developed by Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing. Looks like a Boeing platform, and basically, it's got a huge laser on the front of this thing, and they boast that this thing can take down missiles mid-flight, and maybe it can, but maybe that big old laser could be turned downward and could possibly be used on the average people. You know, maybe they have some space-based stuff. I'm not sure. But this thing, you know, they certainly boast that this thing could shoot, you know, missiles out of the sky. So it's such a high power laser that it somehow, you know, can destroy a missile in mid flight. So I don't really have a date on this thing. I'm not even sure where I found this, but it's a definite brochure. Looking for a date, 2006. Northrop Grumman Corp. Printed USA Space Technology Marketing Communications. We got a little address and. So, you know, there's plenty of other stuff like that. Also, I was digging up some patents on this. Just out of curiosity, did a quick search. Just going to read you the titles and the dates because, you know, they have papers and then they have actual patent number. Here's an apparatus for a directed energy weapon. Patent number filed in June 13th, 2019. Dual-use RF-directed energy weapon and imager. Filed 2007. Solid-state non-lethal directed energy weapon. That was 2010. directed energy weapon with the patent number. Directed energy includes a number of laser units, each included a fiber laser generating an output beam with a power at least 1 kilowatt from a fiber. Blah, blah, blah. 2019, physics-based simulation of warhead and directed energy weapons. So, I mean, on and on. You know, you could do your own research on that. It's pretty easy to find. But if you're not familiar with at least those two YouTube channels, and if you're interested, I'd say check them out. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that one more minute before we go take callers. Hang with us, guys. Sunday dress will be rain. Can you go? I need you so. Could you help me in?
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat until I fall asleep.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So let me just describe a couple of these random obscure pictures that I've got. You know, I'm looking at, again, sometimes it's hard to tell where these came from. You know, there's a bunch of different fires in California. But basically, I'm looking at half of a, actually, like a probably like 1/6 of a house standing, and the rest of it's completely burned pretty much to the foundation. And the house next to it's completely burned. But in their yards, there's a tree by the street that's not burned. There's some pine trees in the back that still look green. There's another tree that still looks like it has green foliage. And then the front yard of the other house, the one that has a little remnant of the house, there's a green tree right in front of it. Green trees in the back behind it. So it's a remarkable forest fire that, you know, selectively chooses the houses. I did manage to get one shot back in at the Paradise Fire. There's actually a skeleton in the car. There's you know, it took me a while to capture such a fleeting image, but there was actually a skeleton in this car. So a lot of people, you know, burned to death in these fires. So I do think it's important. I mean, the big picture is I think that, you know, they're going to try to drive people out of the country, certain parts of rural America, certain areas, certain countries, you know, create more chaos and, you know, it supports their climate change narrative. You know, all the normies are going to think, oh, we got to do something. We're going to all burn up. We're all going to die. But you and I know that there's something else sinister going on. There's something sinister when I'm looking at another picture with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 houses completely burned to the foundation. You can't even see a washer or dryer. I mean, it looks like a bomb went off in these houses. And around it are green trees. There's a couple trees that are burned, but for the most part, it's an intact forest. Here's another place. You know, the neighborhood, the house is burned, but the trees are standing. You know, this is a wide aerial view. So, you tell me what's going on. I mean, I don't remember forest fires acting like this. You know, and the normie's going to say, oh, it's really hot, it's really hot. You know, okay, you know, I get it, it's hot, but is it hot enough to melt a car? I mean, this picture here, this car is like melted almost to the ground. Do you remember forest fires doing that? I don't. Here's a Jack in the Box or some sort of, you know, fast food joint that completely burnt to the ground, and around it is all green trees and parking lots. You know, I know people say these embers, you know, fly around, but you know, it's pretty remarkable when they miss the all the trees in the parking lot, but just hit these Burger King and fast food joints or whatever they are, you know. You obviously can't tell what they are. So what Jeff Snyder was mentioning is, you know, these cars, all the plastic's gone, all the glass is gone. Of course, all the interior's burned, the tires are gone, obviously, but they do have this weird, like, oxidized, rusty patina. Here's another picture of a house burned to the ground, to the foundation, and it's surrounded by pine trees. All of them green. Doesn't look like one of them burned. Here's the picture that probably most people saw, you know, Paradise, or one of these fires, completely leveled the town, but there's still green trees standing. And it's still smoldering, so it's a little hard to tell what's what, but you could definitely see green trees. Anyways, we're going to coming up to the hour. We can take callers. Gotta find the number for you guys to call in at. I'm sure most of you know. But if you like calling in, give us a ring.
I understand the concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.